Brian, have you heard from Patrick Laine lately?
Yeah, I actually talked to him, I think, 2 or 3 days ago. He texted me and asked me to call him, so I called him up and chatted for a few minutes. Just kind of, you know, he was saying sorry and apologizing for just the way I think it was interpreted, which I kind of understood before I even talked to him. You know, I know Patty well enough to know that he's not someone that's going to, you know, purposely say negative things, especially about his teammates. I mean, if it's going to be negative, it's probably about himself. That's just the way he is. So, yeah, I said, you don't have to apologize to me. I get it. And sometimes those things are misunderstood. And, you know, I knew right away. I mean, he wants to play with the best players. That's kind of what the way he was saying it. And, yeah, I mean, Shives and Wheels are our best players. So, yeah, I'd like to play with those guys too. You know, I think everyone does. When you're young, you want to score more goals, get more points, and play with the best and get more ice time and stuff like that. So I think he was just voicing that. He just wants to be, you know, one of our go-to guys.
Did you need that call, Brian, or was there ever a pang of, oof, that one?
No, not really. I think, like I said, I feel like I know him well enough to know what he's trying to say and where he was coming from. You know, the fact that he texted me, this says, you know, confirmed what kind of guy he is. He's a great guy. And, you know, that short conversation we had was nice. It was nice to talk to him, nice to hear from him, see how he's doing, and talk about stuff other than, you know, what's going on with the media saying.
Do you sense there was any frustration on the other end of the line with his contract and his negotiations?
No, honestly, I said, you know what, I'm not even going to ask you about how it's going. I just hope I see you soon. And, yeah, we talked about other stuff.
If you end up with him on your line again, what can you two do to improve, you think?
I think the biggest thing is just talking and being on the same page. You know, for him, I think he's always trying to get better and grow as a player. And, you know, that's the biggest thing when you're young is just asking lots of questions. And same with me. I got to talk to him probably a bit more, too, and figure out where he's coming from. And, yeah, that communication is key. And you know, I realize that sometimes it's not always going to be clicking with us, and it's going to be a struggle. But, you know, sometimes, you know, we have clicked and we have, and that's when, you know, things are going well. So it's just getting that consistency on a night-to-night basis.
He's such a unique player, too, right? That can present some challenges, I presume, to have a unique style of winger like that.
Yeah. You know, before I played with him and Ehlers, I played with a lot of kind of similar-minded players that played the game a bit simple, kind of up and down the ice, and worked hard to get your chances around the net, where those guys are, you know, they're really dynamic, and, you know, they're kind of freewheeling out there. And, you know, sometimes that can be tougher to read off of. But at the same time, it when those guys are playing their best, it creates so much offense when they're playing that way. So it's just a matter of us all, you know, reading off each other and getting used to that.
In terms of the preseason itself, Brian, you played in Edmonton. Just kind of how do you feel your game is as we're kind of slowly inching towards the halfway mark of training camp?
Yeah, I wasn't really happy with my game in Edmonton. I didn't feel great. Felt tired and just, you know, wasn't my best game. And I kind of, you know, you don't always want to go in a game thinking that, but I kind of figured it would look that way. Just the fact that it was both teams' first preseason games. You know, we've practiced systems, but it's not, you know, second nature for everyone. So guys are kind of out of position sometimes, and it's tough to read out there. And yeah, but that's why, you know, you play these preseason games, and hopefully next game is better than that.
When you don't play a game like you know last night, but the guys that aren't here, do you watch a game last night and kind of say, geez, that guy looks good, or, you know, he's getting closer than I've seen him before? Do you watch with that kind of an analytical eye?
A bit. Honestly, I watch more of the guys that I don't know too much about and that I'm kind of watching for the first time in games. you know, guys, well, Stanley played the other night in Edmonton, but I haven't seen him too much other than in practice. I didn't really watch too many Moose games or know, you know, what kind of player he is. So it's nice to watch guys like that, you know, are fighting for spots that you haven't really seen play too much. So I kind of watched those guys and you know, obviously, you know, guys like Wheels and Shives look really good.
Great. Mark?
I was just, what motivated you most in the off season? Look, you came in leaner, and I know that you've discussed a little bit heading into it, but what was it that you found as kind of being your extra motivation this summer?
Just getting back to the playoffs and getting a chance again. I think, you know, that's kind of my big motivation now. And for me, it's improving my game and contributing more, which is going to help the team more. You know, I'm not a guy that says before the season, you know, I want to score this many goals, get this many points. I want to do well to help the team. And so that's kind of, you know, how I approach the summer is, you know, how can I work hard today to better myself so I can help the team? And yeah, I mean, that was my motivation.
And at this point, how has your game evolved? I mean, it looks a little different than what it did when you first broke in.
Yeah, well, you know, when we came to Winnipeg, I think I was, you know, playing 20 minutes and playing with mostly, you know, Ladd and Frolik or Ladd and Wheeler, some kind of combination with that. So yeah, my roles changed a bit less size time, you know, second unit. And yeah, I mean, guys, that's kind of what you'd figure now. There's a lot of young talented players on this team that deserve those spots, and I understand that, and I try to be the best player I can be in my role, and whatever that is, second, third line, you know, wing, center. I try to keep an open mind and be ready for whatever they ask of me.
Yeah, we asked Mark Scheifele yesterday what would be the perfect number of preseason games for him to play. He said zero.
Zero.
and yesterday, you know, Minnesota had a guy running around a bit out there. And you know, how much of a concern is that for established players like you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's in the back of your head a bit. I mean, especially in Edmonton, I mean, we got scored on because I missed a shot block, and it's not that I tried to miss it, but in the back of your head, you're like, you don't really want to get hit with one in exhibition and be out a month. So, you know, I think, you know, but I think some guys are good like that. I mean, Mark probably could come in here and play zero exhibition games and be ready to go. But I feel like I'm a bit the opposite. I feel like I need some games to get going and get improving each game. So I think it's different for everybody.
Coming off then, that one that you must be – kind of chomping at the bit to maybe get in Friday or Sunday. I mean, we're assuming you're in one of those, so you play at home. That's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it'd be those road exhibition games are kind of tough. They're long days. You know, everyone's in the same boat, but at the end of the day, it's still a long day. So it'd be nice to get one in at home here. And like I said, just try and get better than I was last game.